assessed by WebBank, who determines qualifications for and terms of credit.
With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Kind of like choosing Derek Jeter as the pinch hitter for your baseball team.
Jeter, you're in. We need a home run.
I'll give it a try. I've swung a bat once or twice.
That's out of here.
Yep, even easier than that. With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One and a member FDIC.
It's go time at Chula Vista. Time for you to discover Wisconsin's most complete resort experience. 200,000 square feet of water park fun. New thrills like zip line racing. 18 holes of classic golf. Wisconsin's number one steakhouse. Hundreds of newly renovated rooms. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Chula Vista Resort is one of the nation's top 10 indoor water parks per USA Today's 2023 Reader's Choice Awards. Find out why at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. Harbor Freight Tools will soon open in Wisconsin Rapids. The new store, located in part of the old Shopko, is set to officially open on Saturday, July 29th at 8 a.m. They are bringing 25 to 30 new jobs to the surrounding community. Ashley Bennett, district manager, stated, "Our team is ready to serve and deliver value to customers in Wisconsin Rapids and all of Wood County." They're at 1100 East Riverview Expressway, open 7 days a week from 8 to 8, except Sunday they're open 9 to 6. The nonprofit Lasagna Love is looking for assistance gathering the items needed to help feed more families in the area. You can help by stopping at the Stevens Point Festival Foods between now and July 25th. You can purchase the items they need and drop them in the donation box at the store. Visit lasagnalove.org for more information. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI, Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR.
Lows around 56. Tonight, under cloudy skies, with a slight chance for scattered storms. Winds out of the east, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, slight chance for isolated storms. Highs level off around 81. Chance for scattered thunderstorms again. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 60. Partly cloudy skies.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
Currently, it's 65.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Can cost up to $1,000 a month without insurance or add up into the hundreds with some coverage. This is CBS News.
Find great hires fast with Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring solution makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Local radio for your community. Civic Media, broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin.
For WAUK The Shaw, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. David Munoz takes over today as the new superintendent of the Menominee Falls School District. He comes to Menominee Falls from his last job as superintendent in Mosinee. He's also held administrative jobs in Menominee, Wausau, and Westosha. Menominee Falls school officials say they plan several meet-and-greet events with Munoz this summer. A Waukesha elementary school teacher might lose her job today over a song pulled from the Higher Elementary School spring concert and her post on social media about it. Melissa Temple tweeted her objections over Rainbow Land being pulled from the show. She says the move was intolerant. The superintendent says Temple violated school district policy. Both sides present testimony to the school board today. A decision about Temple's future could come at the end of the hearing. I'm Terry Bell, and this is WAUK News.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dominic Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Cockroaches, not that bad. They call them palmetto bugs in South Carolina. Same thing, you can call them up here.
Are they really palmetto bugs?
Yes. Yeah, and they're a great source of protein. They're going to be the lobsters of the future.
They also got salmonella, and they can lay like 40 eggs at once.
Well, they gotta work out a few kinks there, okay? They gotta work out a few kinks.
Cripes Cast, every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
Son of a gun.
I hope you can all hear me. If you can, I'm Maggie Dawn, and this is the Maggie Dawn Show here on Civic Media. Welcome. 844-967-2789. You can always join us via talk and text. If everything went according to plan, and it may not have, that's just the fun of live radio, you may have heard a little bit of the show tune Oklahoma. And that's for good reason, because I could not make up or storyline the craziness that is going on with the superintendent of Oklahoma's public schools. It's wild. But before I get to what just happened with him, which is truly the extraordinary stuff, I have to start with some background, because how this guy got into the office is almost sort of as interesting as what's going on now. I say almost. So he was appointed earlier this year, and the guy actually makes more than the governor, which is unusual in government. Usually the chief executives, like, they will make more than everybody else that works for them. But this guy doesn't. He got appointed by the governor, and he actually got appointed to two different positions, one of which is supposed to supervise the other, which is, interesting to say the very, very least. So he's got appointed to both the state superintendency, but also as, let's see here, I want to get this right, and also the Secretary of Education. So very weird. Apparently in Oklahoma, the state superintendent serves as chairman of the Board of Education and the State Board of Career and Technology Education. But the main duty of the superintendent is to control and direct the State Department of Education. So being this, hey, Evan, great to see you now. Here we go. Live radio. Good fun all around. the Department of Education, in other words, is overseen by the superintendent. Now, this may all seem a bit pedantic and wonky, but there's a reason that it's set up the way it is. And typically speaking, in government, for example, at the city of Milwaukee and the county, it's actually illegal to hold dual roles, dual appointments for civil servants. So that's really interesting. So that's okay. That's happening, right? And then here's some other things going on with the Oklahoma State Department of Education. Listen, 844-967-2789. I'll pose a question to you all. Of the 50 states, where do you think Oklahoma, where the winds flow gently on the plains? Don't correct the lyrics because I don't know what they are. What rank do you think the state of Oklahoma is out of 50? Evan, you're welcome to participate. All welcome here on the Maggie Dawn Show, 844-967-2789. But we got to rewind the tape a little bit because Governor Stitt, governor of Oklahoma, actually had to announce an audit of their public schools and the entire Department of Education back in 2021. This was because there was basically an extraordinary uproar in the state of Oklahoma over a particular charter school named the Epic Charter School. So more than one, a whole system of charter schools, which is not unusual. And the audit demanded identification of all revenue sources flowing through federal funds, state appropriations, taxes, and fees to determine whether the Department of Education and Oklahoma school districts are complying with financial transaction reporting requirements. And by the way, they've invested billions each year in Oklahoma State Department of Education. So, you know, most of us in government think you should get a little something for your money. You know what I'm saying? Like that's important. It should work.
I'm getting the drift
And yeah. Here you go. Back in January of this year, the auditor has said, oh, yes, apparently Epic Charter Schools has taken the Oklahoman taxpayer for a cool 22 mil. Just gone. And that was a prior audit report. In January of this year, the auditor, the state auditor and inspector general, Cindy Byrd, came back and suggested that there are millions more at stake than what they first thought in the first audit. Now the attorney general's involved. Now, keep in mind, Oklahoma, this is not a purple state. This is not an analogy to Wisconsin. It is red as red can get. And so as I describe this, I just want you to keep that in mind. So like the auditor, the AG, the governor, the state superintendent, who's very, very strange, and I'll get to that in a moment. These are all Republicans. So this is not like a debate amongst people who philosophically have a very different worldview. Okay. We're going to go right to the phones. We got Dana in La Crosse. Dana, welcome to the Maggie Dawn Show. Thanks for listening. What do you have to say? Can be on Oklahoma,
hey,
the musical, education generally, or whatever you would like to reflect upon this rainy afternoon. Welcome, Dana.
Can I take a stab at your little trivia question first? On Oklahoma's rank? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you just fine.
Okay.
What stab do you have? What do you think? What are you thinking?
She asked. I was gonna. Well, you got to defer number 50 to Mississippi, so I'll say 49.
Ooh, you Googled it, didn't you?
No, I did not.
Yes, you did.
No, I'm sitting in my garage right now.
All right. Well, Dana, that's a pretty solid take. I still believe you Googled it.
I did not. I may have seen it before, but I did not Google it today.
Sure. Well, man, that's a really excellent
Dana,
take.
Don't you love being right? Yes, 49th. If I had some sort of wonderful award to give out, Dana, I would give it to you. But today, you just get the satisfaction of being right. So, yes, we've got a state that is entirely controlled by Republicans, whose educational system ranks 49th out of 50 states. And, yeah, so massive audit had to be commissioned at, I'm sure, extraordinary cost, right? Like, even when government agencies are doing the investigating, it means that our time, right, our effort and our energies aren't available for other audits. So those have very real world costs. So they engage this very extensive, and it was technically referred to as a forensic, audit, which has a particular meaning, very different than just sort of your run-of-the-mill systems or processes audit or financials audit. Uncovers $22 million. Now they're saying at the beginning of 2023 that there could be millions more in pilfered, misused, misdirected funds. There's a criminal investigation now underway. And this is all related to this one system of charter schools, Epic Charter Schools. So all that as preface, right? Like, Maggie, what possibly could you tell me that would be worse about the Oklahoman school system? It's failing. It's expensive, billions every year. It's not working very well. And it's riddled with fraud and graft. Like, of all of the criterion for any government agent, it's not working. It's riddled with fraud and graft. And, oh, well, at least it's real expensive, right? Like, it literally does not work at all. Thanks, Evan. I see you. So if you called before, I can hear you now. Wonderful. 844-967-2789. But all of this is table setter for how bad and stupid and ridiculous it's actually getting. So here's what. In early June, the Oklahoma School Board approves the nation's first religious public charter school. Now, we've talked before, I've certainly articulated my point, that voucher and charter schools, and vouchers especially here in Wisconsin, right, have been used, and vouchers are funded by taxpayer dollars to provide folks the ability to take that voucher and effectively pay school tuition at a school of their choosing who participates in the voucher system. That has been often a religiously based education. Now, I think that this is problematic. But when choice, voucher, and charter schools were first being discussed about, and really Milwaukee was one of the first school systems in the country that moved forward with these things. Dr. Howard Fuller was leading that charge. This was an essential tool to provide largely Black and brown families in Milwaukee the ability to get out of their neighborhood schools and get to schools that they thought were going to better serve their students. I still think that that's a problem. With any tax dollars that go to a religious institution, a religious-based education is problematic. But, you know, vouchers different than charter schools. Charter schools are chartered under the state's Department of Education or the local school system. They're effectively set aside from and not governed by the same rules as your regular public school system, but they are still being run and overseen by the government. And so now you have a government school. I don't care that it's a charter school. It's a government school in Oklahoma, the first time ever in our country that is an overtly religious school. Can you feel my like head levitating off of my shoulders and like spinning around poltergeist style? Or is that The Exorcist? If you remember.
Oh, that's The Exorcist. Oh, yeah.
The Exorcist. Okay, excellent. I won't be falling down any stairs this afternoon, let's hope. But this is where we're at. Now, listen, when we come back, I got to keep going on this. And Evan's got a little bit of sound for us, because it gets more disturbing. So let's review very quickly. They're not effective. They're riddled with fraud and graft. Ooh, at least they're expensive, right? That's where we are with Oklahoma public schools. And they think they're going to make that better by now spending time.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crew to tease at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were Crudy Takes.
Crudy's Takes. See, man, it all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. If you talk,
they will hear you. We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. So talk, they hear you. You can do
it if you try. From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
K has a new lineup. Mondays 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram on 540 AM WAUK.
Maggie Dawn, you are listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. You can always join us, call or text 844-967-2789. It's so much easier on the app. So go get it. So we've been talking about the Oklahoma public schools. Why am I leaning into this? Well, first of all, the use of taxpayer dollars to directly fund religiously focused primary school education bothers me. It always has. It's a really good exemplar when you look at sort of the first pilot projects of voucher and charter programs here in Milwaukee, that there was a tension between two values. And we talk about that a lot on this show, right? That there's nothing is ever just right or wrong, with some exceptions. Oftentimes, public policy debates bring together and show that there's two good ideas, two good values, two things that our country is about coming together and clashing. And that the debate really should be about how do we balance these two values, these two principles. And instead, a lot of the time what we get is just vilification of the other side. And choice and charter schools and voucher programs, to me, present a really clear example of that. Do I believe that public schools fundamentally in this country have been based upon a funding framework that is inherently racist? Yes. And the reason that funding framework is inherently racist is because we use property taxes to fund public schools. Now, just step away from this U.S. model for a moment. Why would it be the case that we would fund public schools based on property taxes? Because by definition, if you live in a very, very wealthy suburb, you know, say like the Wow counties in Wisconsin, you will have these luxurious public school systems, right? Where tens of thousands of dollars are being expended every year per pupil. And if you're from a poorer area, it means by definition, what, you're going to have a crappy school and that's just okay? As if geniuses and our next great innovator, our next great leader can't come from poor areas? These are some of the systemic inequities. And let's talk about why poor areas and rich areas exist where they do for a minute, because I want to bring this back. They exist the way they do because of things like redlining, because of the way that the federal government insured and backed up mortgages for white people only, the way the GI Bill works, where we put freeways smack through black and brown neighborhoods, right? Listen, if you're wondering about how we got there, I suggest you read Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson's dissent in the Harvard and UNC case, because she gives the other justices on the court a history lesson. But there's a reason that there's such great geographic economic inequity. And there's a reason that that geographic economic inequity is also a racial inequity. So yes, there's a value, there's a good in saying, let's provide folks that come from these poorer neighborhoods the ability to send their children to some better schools. But at the opposite side of that was, wow, they're using this money to send their kids to religious-based schools. Should taxpayer dollars be paying for religious-based education? But now Oklahoma is taking that further still. So the Archdiocese of Oklahoma City intends to open St. Isidore of Seville Catholic Virtual School in 2024, serving students K through 12 in all parts of the state. Wow, okay. I don't see why that's okay. And the interesting thing here is that the prior attorney general of Oklahoma said, yeah, I'm sure this will be legally fine. It seems that that's where the Supreme Court is going. Well, the current AG, the guy that took over for that guy, the guy who also took over the criminal investigation of these epic charter school fraudulent charlatans, that guy, also a Republican. He basically said, yeah, that what that guy told you isn't right. He said that the cases cited by his predecessor had, quote, little precedential value. I don't want to say that three times fast. His predecessor, the cases he cited, had, quote, little precedential value. So here we are. Now, all of this is going on. It came out in early June. Oh, and by the way, would it surprise you to find out that one member of the charter school board that had to vote on this was summarily removed and replaced with someone that's very pro-religious education? Would that surprise you? Uh-huh. Well, of course that happened. But now, so you got, okay, they're not very good, 49th. They're very, very, very expensive. And they're riddled with fraud and graft. Ongoing criminal investigations. Apparently now there's a federal investigation. So you would think that the guy appointed in the beginning of this year to be superintendent and the head of the Department of Education for Oklahoma schools would have his work cut out for him, right? Like serious business to attend to. Well, you would be really wrong, because this is what this guy has been up to. And I just want to start with this tidbit. He was the kitty litter guy. Okay, so y'all remember this? This is like, oh my God, Democrats want to put boxes of kitty litter in schoolrooms so kids can urinate in them if they identify as cats. That thing? Yeah, that came from this guy. So with that in mind, I'm going to tell you a little bit more about it when we get back, because wow. Can tell you, not going to be going to Oklahoma soon. My name is Maggie Dawn. This is the Maggie Dawn Show. Please join us, 844-967-2789. We'll be back with more in a moment here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Can I touch this?
Where does sand come from? Is this tree good for climbing? What happens if I mix these two things together? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Storing your guns securely is the best way to prevent family fire, including unintentional shootings. For more information on safe gun storage and ways to keep your family safe, visit endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org.
What do we keep in the attic? What's this thing called? Can I ride my bike backwards?
Like I said, kids are curious. It's up to us to keep them safe. Brought to you by End Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this. Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Rapids Public Works Board approved a two-hour parking restriction on sections of Saratoga and 5th Street North until June of 2025. This is because of subcontractors blocking parking for people who live on those streets while construction projects are ongoing at the jail. Mayor Shane Blazer addressed the concerns at the meeting on June 6th.
Are we dealing with a contractor issue, or are we trying to help out a neighborhood? And I guess I'm looking at it, or my approach is, ultimately it's to help out the neighborhood and the people that live in the neighborhood, which is really the people that are concerned with the traffic.
There's a triangle lot available for subcontractors to park in. The Public Works Board will request that the cost for installing the new signs and posts be covered by the county and the contractor. This will be voted on at the next City Council meeting later this month. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI, Civic Media News.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things, even committed some crimes. I'm not a criminal.
Youth Advocate Programs is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration, congregate placement, and neighborhood violence. Learn how at yapinc.org.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR.
Lows around 56. Tonight, under cloudy skies, with a slight chance for scattered storms. Winds out of the east, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, slight chance for isolated storms. Highs level off around 81. Chance for scattered thunderstorms again. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 60. Partly cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 65.
Indictment. You know, you want to get ahead of those bad news moments, right, Evan? Tell them the bad news before they read it in mainstream press. And when that was happening, superintendent of failing public instruction in Oklahoma decided that it was really important for him to weigh in on a former president's criminal indictment. Yeah, you're hearing me right. This guy issued a press release about Donald Trump's criminal indictment. It read as its top line, Joe Biden leading a banana republic coup against American justice. I'm sorry, what's your job? I mean, this is like a fisherman telling a brain surgeon what to do. Or a brain surgeon telling a fisherman what to do. This makes no sense. He went on, we are seeing the most profound unwinding of the U.S. Constitution that our country has ever experienced since the Civil War. The impending arrest of former President Donald Trump is Joe Biden wielding power that one would find in a third world dictator attempting to end his opponent's political campaign. And this has to do with Oklahoma public education. How exactly? He wasn't done, though. The investigation is a highly coordinated trap by the DOJ and the entire Democratic establishment promoting these actions. These are illegal actions by Biden as a part of a banana republic coup on the entire judicial system and the Constitution. Okay, I mean, that's clearly in your brief. That's clearly your scope of authority. This guy, of course, is like hailed by Moms for Liberty as a big thinker. He's been called by Moms for Liberty, quote, the most innovative leaders in education in America. And oh, by the way, a keynote speaker at a Moms for Liberty conference just this past week said one of their members got attacked for praising Nazis. And the keynote speaker proceeded to say, I stand with her. So yeah, that group. But interesting sort of wonk here. There was a state educational official who used to work for this genius, Ryan Waters. His name is Matthew Caldwell. And he was in charge of overseeing Oklahoma's federal education funds. If you are on the line, stay there. Okay? And here's what he had to say about working for Mr. Waters. Quote, we had to convert a one-pager to 4 to 6 bullet points for Superintendent Walters or Waters. I'm not sure which is correct, because I needed to translate it like I'm talking to a 5-year-old. At some point, you start to expect that somebody in a position of that importance is going to learn something about how to do the job. It felt more and more like he's not really interested in doing the job that he has. I don't know what job he wants, but it doesn't seem like it's being the leader of the school system in Oklahoma. Yeah, that guy got fired. He's now suing the State Department of Education. But I want to get to what Mr. Waters has said since it has come out that the state of Oklahoma thinks the government should be in the business of using taxpayer money to fund religious ideology and teach it to our kids. First of all, in the last couple of days, he suggested that the Tulsa massacre was not about race. But the little sound that I want us to listen to today, I think he said just yesterday. And what he said was, yeah, the Bible belongs in public schools. It should be taught in public schools. Evan, you got the sound?
Yes, I do.
Oh, good. Roll 'em, Lester.
And instead of allowing Biden and the unions to inject their ideology through graphic pornography like genderqueer and flamer, we want the Constitution, we want the Bible in our schools where kids understand our nation's history and what has made this country great.
So you actually want to not put the Bible in schools, but teach from the Bible in schools, which is something which I think the Supreme Court ruled against many, many years ago.
Well, yes, sir, and we need to take a look at this. The reality is the Bible is a foundational document in our country's history. Read the founders, read their letters, listen to what these men and women said about why founding a country with the freedom of religion, the free exercise of religion was so important.
Anybody else want to jump in on this one? Yeah, they were here because they didn't want the government forcing religion down the people's throats. And you want to force religion down the people's throats. Sounds like the person who needs some education is the Secretary of Education. But you know who I think can, of course, shed deep light on this subject? It's CJ. CJ, my friend, welcome back to the Maggie Dawn Show. What say you? Should the Bible be taught in public schools?
Well, here's the thing. I think the parents should have the choice to be able to take that money and go to a school if they choose. So I'm for kids who are trapped in non-performing schools. And look at our record, Maggie, from all over the country. We're failing kids today. They can't read at their own grade level. They can't read a tape measure, Maggie. I've seen it before my eyes. So we're failing kids by, I guess it took COVID to discover what they're actually learning about and the social issues that are being driven between parents and kids. It took that to discover this. So
I just want to say that I agree with you that we should, as a nation, be doing much better in our public schools. Like, I totally agree with you. Do you think the Bible should be taught in public schools?
Social issues.
Do you think the Bible should be taught in public schools?
I think the parents should have the choice to take that public money that we're spending. And
I'm not talking about a voucher school. I want you to answer the question. Should the Bible be taught in public schools? Yes or no?
That's why school choice is growing, Maggie.
I want you to answer my question. I don't want you to tell me about school choice going. School choice is growing because Republicans want to drain public schools of their funding. But I just want to know the answer to one question. You and I agree that public schools should be doing better. And I'm not an education expert. In fact, I think we have a show called Broken Pencils that actually talks about educators educating. I want to know if you think the Bible should be taught in public schools funded by taxpayer dollars. In public schools.
Maggie, yeah. That's the point. School choice. That's why.
CJ, are you saying to me, yes, that it is appropriate for the Bible to be taught in public schools?
I'm saying that it's okay for parents to take that money if they want to go to a parochial
school. I'm not talking about a voucher school, CJ. That is a separate school that is not run, that is not a government school. That is a voucher school,
no.
CJ. I want you to, if you don't answer the question, I will drop you. Do you think the Bible should be taught in public schools?
Just like in Florida, it's not called.
Okay, goodbye. I can't. Because that's a first principle, isn't it? That is the first principle. And I don't see from our founding fathers that they want the government telling us what religion to believe or teaching our children that this is the state religion, that the Bible was a foundational document. No, sir, that is absolutely not what the founding fathers had to say. The very reason they were here was to separate church and state. And we have to be able to return to first principles to find our way through this darkness and wilderness. Don't keep telling me that choice programs are expanding. They're expanding because GOP-controlled legislatures are putting money into them. That's why they are. Supply will follow public money. I'll tell you every time. Mark from the SAC. Make it brief. We got callers stacked up on this one. What do you have to say, my friend?
The Bible should not be taught in public schools. And as a matter of fact, which Bible? The Catholic version, Protestant version, the Hebraic Bible? I mean, Madison and Jefferson were clear on this, though they came in from different angles and for different reasons. Madison didn't want government forcing the church, and Jefferson didn't want the church forcing the government. I mean, CJ kind of blew me out of the water. Then, of course, he never answers the question that's put to him. it is just ridiculous. I mean, you get to the point now, and that teacher in Waukesha County now got fired because she was supporting.
Yes,
the kids
they had her public hearing not too long ago. Shameful over the rainbow. Rainbow's not okay. Teaching the Bible apparently okay. Thanks for the call, Mark. I'm going to go to Ron from Madison. Ron, you're on the Maggie Dawn Show. What say you? Should the Bible be taught in public schools?
Absolutely not. I don't understand how the Oklahoma schools could get away with this. It clearly violates the First Amendment to the Constitution. And anybody, you're right, anybody who has actually read the Founding Fathers, a thesis of John Adams, who had quite a bit to say in his personal letters and the stuff on education.
We're having a little bit of trouble hearing you, Ron. You're breaking up. If you get into a place with a stronger signal, I'll go back to you. Dave from Mequon, you're up next. Should the Bible be taught in public schools?
No, it should not.
Thank you.
And I would just say this. However, I am a believer in school choice. I do think that parents should have the ability, though, of taking their child and putting them into the best school possible. Now, whether or not, you know, I understand there's a conflict of interest with the fact that you could take public money and you could put them into a parochial school or maybe into, you know, something that's more religious. But at the end of the day, I want the kid to get a good education. And I think we have to look at that picture. But as far as actual public schools, no, that's not the place to do it. If you want a religious school, go to a religious school. I'm Jewish. I would go to, then if I wanted to go that direction, I would go through the Chabad or, something with the Torah and, call it a day. But I would never expect to have either the Torah or the Bible or anything else to be put in.
Or the Quran. I mean, like, that's the next question, right? Right? Like, okay, I want the government to pay for a school that teaches the seven pillars of Islam. It's not run by the archdiocese in Oklahoma. It's, it's an imam at a mosque. Like, that's why there's separation of church and state. We don't get to pick which religion is favored in this country. Thanks for the call, Dave. I appreciate your candor. And I think Dave is 100% right. Like, it is so much more of a complicated discussion to talk about voucher programs and to talk about how do we get people access equally to really good education. That's a good argument. But trying to take a position that the Bible should be taught in public schools is garbage. When we come back, I may decide to move on. I'm not quite sure yet if I'm done with this one. If you have an opinion, stay on that line. Ron, I see you. I don't know if I got to Ron, but listen, if you're there, we'll talk. 844-967-2789. We'll be back with more in a moment on this.
You are listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Crescenda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
Air conditioner not running? Make a call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. We'll work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, our team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. We'll get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortaire.biz.
Hey, baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
You're constantly rubbing your hands and wrists. The aches and pains just won't go away. But they can with help from Wisconsin River Orthopedics. Call on their experts, one of the certified specialists on their hand team. From surgery to therapy, Wisconsin River Orthopedics has it all. If you've been injured or suffer from pain in your hands, back, knees, ankles, or more, go to WROInstitute.com to learn about all they can do for you. From surgery to therapy, they have it all under one roof. At Wisconsin River Orthopedics in Wisconsin Rapids.
And we're live here outside the Perez family home, just waiting for the... And there they go, almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but Mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like Mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff. Like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Donald Trump's indictment. You know, interesting. We lost Ron before the break, and I wanted to give him a fair shot at it. Ron from Madison, welcome back to the Maggie Dawn Show. What do you have to say?
Well, I don't think the Bible should be taught. I don't think any religion should be taught in public schools. My understanding from my wife, who is a teacher, is that it's okay if it's taught as literature, but I don't think Oklahoma's looking at it that way. I'm appalled by this, and I don't understand how the federal Department of Education hasn't stepped in.
Yeah, I think that's coming, Ron. The articles that I've been reading this indicate that they are fully anticipating a bunch of litigation on this. Of course, the concern is that this Supreme Court seems to think that Christian orthodoxy is the thing that takes primacy over all other American values. Oops, wait, Christian orthodoxy isn't an American value. That's what I'm worried about, right? Is what's going to happen when this gets up to this Supreme Court? What do you think is going to happen, Ron?
Well, this Supreme Court, it's probably going to be a 6-3 decision in favor of it. That's my guess. But anyone who's read the Founding Fathers, and I wrote my thesis on John Adams, knows that they, while they were religious men, they didn't think religion had a place in government and needed to be kept completely separate and away from government, and that all men should be able to worship in whatever way they deem fit.
Yeah, there's a reason that the Bible isn't referenced, right? Like, if it was a foundational document, don't you think they would have sort of incorporated it? They were writing a bunch of things. They didn't. And I mean, respectfully to people out there that want to yell and scream like this idiot is from Oklahoma about, I don't even know what nonsense he said. It was some porn and blah, blah, blah. Here's what teachers, principals, and students, they're not talking about that. The only people are the wingdingers. Nobody is talking about that. Let me tell you what a middle schooler ain't doing. Hey, guys, should we go into our library and see if we can find a dirty book? They have a cell phone, you idiots. All they have to do is Google it. There's porn on their phone. They walk around with it. Do you really think kids are going to the library to find porn? I mean, it's that stupid. I don't know how else, like, no kid is doing that. They have porn on their phone. You morons. They want kids to go to the library. Why are you vilifying librarians? Do you have a doctorate in library science or early childhood education or a doctorate in anything other than garbage and distractionary culture war crap? I'm sick of it because it's not based in reality. Can we all just, anybody who's a conservative out there, call me up right now, 844-967-2789. I got like 4 minutes left. And you tell me you know a kid who, if they want to see or access porn, is going to go to a library. I want you to call me up right now and make that argument. Because I rarely call people names, but anybody that tells me that, we're going to have a discussion. And I'll try not to call you a name because that is pretty much the stupidest premise for a bogus culture war distractionary bill of goods that people on the right are being sold. Moms for liberty, moms for nuns.
El Cafe. You are listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Chris Inda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
Game two of Wisconsin Rapids and the Green Bay Rockers doubleheader from a cloudy and rainy, windy, and at Witterfield here tonight. The Rafters, well, they're looking for a victory once more. They took down Green Bay 3-1 in a game that ended off of rain in the bottom of the top of the seventh. So it's going to be big for them if they can sweep Green Bay tonight. And it's been a long day, to say the least, between these two teams. So finding out how these guys can get going early. And, well, it's going to be a big test for this team because they have guys that are ready to make an impact once more. Mitchell Whitcamp will be getting the start on the mound. Alex Duffy, he'll be at catcher. Garrett Broussard at first. Chris Conniff at second. And Brendan Bobo at third. So Luke Hansen at the shortstop position. Anthony Gallison at left. Ty Johnson at center. And Nolan Saylor's at right field. So national anthem here. As we'll take a quick break, and WFHR, we'll get into all this coming up here shortly.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat,
and even breathe. Help Smile Train change the world one smile at a time. Learn more at smiletrain.org/learn.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
So back live at Witterfield as the Rafters, for them, they are taking the field right now. Mitchell Whitcamp will be getting his first start on the mound, the rising junior out of Salisbury University and a Bel Air, Maryland native. He's had five games.